It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClellan, and today I'm talking with Molly Fleming. She's a reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, how's it going?
It's been busy.
Well, I imagine it has been. The Journal Record devoted an issue this week to the business of sports in Oklahoma. You tackled golf, in particular charity golf tournaments. From conversations that you had, I mean, are charity golf tournaments still a popular way to raise money?
They are, to my surprise. And my hypothesis with this was that, you know, with the decline in people playing golf nationwide, we'd see a similar decline in tournaments as fundraisers. And yes, while the number has dropped since the 1990s, they seem to be holding steady. The Tulsa Country Club even added two extra dates to accommodate demand.
Now, you wrote that fewer 18 to 34-year-olds golf today. In the past two decades, the number of people who play golf in that age range is down by about 30%. How are charity golf tournament organizers responding to fewer young people who golf?
So we're seeing them do something related to golf, but maybe not have participants play the whole nine holes. So Oklahoma City-based Love's Travel Stops and Country Stores has a sister company, Musket Corp, in Houston, Texas, and they have had a Topgolf tournament for 4 years.
Oh, Topgolf. What's that? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, so Topgolf is a three-story driving range where you hit out into kind of large netted-looking type holes, and the balls are scored electronically. So it's a lot of fun, but obviously you're not a golfer. So the folks down in Musket have raised more than $300,000 annually. And the benefit they found to this type of tournament is it's much like a cocktail party, but with golf. And you're not stuck with the same four players for the entire day. Rebuilding Together OKC also hosts a Topgolf tournament.
Now, we were talking earlier about how fewer millennials are taking up the sport. I mean, do we have any indication why fewer people are golfing today?
Yeah, from the research I did, there seems to be a change in familial operations. A Pew Research study found that in 1970, 31% of parents both worked full-time and 46% of mothers stayed home. And as of 2015, 40% of parents share the duty of their kids' schedules and 60% share household chores equally. So dads are more involved. They don't have the time to go hit the course for multiple hours. I mean, most dad friends I know spend their Saturdays at the soccer field or at the football field.
This is so interesting, Molly, because you're a real estate reporter, not necessarily a sports reporter, but you've written several articles about golf in the Oklahoma City area. I mean, why is it that this interests you?
Well, if you think about it, golf is the only sport that's tied to real estate development. It's a fascinating phenomenon. In my hometown, you know, if you lived in the country club neighborhood with the golf course in your backyard, that was a big deal. So, but now with people not playing golf, subdivision developers are really having to rethink their plans. Soccer fields and walking trails are becoming attractive amenities, community pools, but it can also affect home sales. If you don't want to play golf, why would you want to pay to live next to a course? In the last 10 years, more than 800 golf courses have closed, including several in Oklahoma. This leaves a large tract of land that gets redeveloped and, of course, angers the homeowners. They didn't pay to have other buildings in their backyard.
So are we seeing any golf courses that are being redeveloped here locally?
We are. The Coffee Creek Golf Course in Edmond was bought earlier this year and could have nearly 200 homes built on it. That redevelopment will go to the Edmond Planning Commission next month. In Oklahoma City, the Westbury Golf Course is being redeveloped by Ron Walters. He's putting senior housing on the course. And in Bixby, the White Hawk Golf Course, which is owned by the city of Bixby, could be sold, but residents have already voiced their concerns about the course being redeveloped. But the course is losing money. A majority owner Gerald Pope told Golf Oklahoma magazine that the course has $750,000 loss annually.
Molly Fleming is a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much. It's great talking golf with you.
Hey, thank you.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.